Hi, friends. It's Lori Short, and I'd like to welcome you to my 10-minute podcast, which is 10 minutes of spiritual encouragement each week. And this particular podcast is being taped during the coronavirus lockdown. And this is truly an unprecedented time in our lives when our faith is being tested and we have a chance to see what we really believe. And we also have an opportunity to lean on God like never before. And that's what this podcast is about. It's an amazing time for people to be undistracted and quiet enough to reach out to God, even if they haven't done so before. And we've been seeing that all over the internet as churches have increased attendance on Sunday morning, even though they're not able to meet. And so I'm excited to see what God is doing during this time, but it is also a very trying time for many of us. So the passage I want to look at today is from 2 Corinthians 12, specifically verses 8 and 9. And Paul is the author of this book, and he talks about having a thorn in his flesh. And we don't know what it was. Some scholars say it might have been a physical ailment, but it could have also been a relationship that had gone bad. But whatever it was, Paul begged God to remove it. And it's funny, it kind of reminds me of a hike I took with my husband over the weekend, and I got a little thorn in my foot. And I just felt it the whole hike. I couldn't get it out because it was so little. But it's such a perfect illustration, I think, for this virus right now that is ever present and affecting our lives at every turn. And a lot of us are doing the same thing. We're begging God to remove it. So I think this passage is especially relevant right now, and I want to take a closer look at these verses to see what wisdom that we can get from them for this time. So here's what Paul says: "To keep me from becoming conceited, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" So it's interesting how he starts, "to keep me from becoming conceited." Right away, we see that Paul is acknowledging his pride and that he believed that part of the reason this happened to him was to humble him. And I think that this time is doing that to so many of us. We think we're in control and we have it together and we're running our lives, and then something like this happens and we realize how dependent we really are on God. And that is actually the way Paul starts. And then I think it's interesting how he says there was given me a thorn, and he calls it a messenger of Satan. So he's acknowledging here that the thorn was not from God, even though God used it in his life. The thorn was a messenger of Satan, and I think that's helpful as we think about all we're going through, that God isn't the instigator of evil, but he allows it because he's given us all free will. That's how he created the world. And when things like this happen, he uses it, and we see how he uses this with Paul. So Paul goes on and he says, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it." Three times Paul prayed, and it was an unanswered prayer. At least it wasn't answered the way he wanted it to be answered. And I think many of us have prayed that the world would not get to this point, but it has. And people are dying and losing jobs and having a hard time eating and making ends meet. But sometimes God allows seasons like this so we will truly discover what it's like to be completely dependent on him. We're discovering that daily in the Short household, as much of our spring income has been canceled because of my speaking engagements, and we're relying on him for basic needs. But it is such a sweet time to see how God provides miraculously. We're literally seeing that every day, how something happens that's a surprise that gives us what we need. How people are sharing right now and giving, and it's just been amazing to see how God has done that. But it is really scary to get to that desperate place. Many of us are never there usually because we at least have an illusion of control. But now we don't have that, and we're having to truly pray and rely on God for our daily needs. And then what's interesting is God's answer. He says, "My power is made perfect in weakness." And we see that in our own lives, what he's doing all around us. He's bringing neighbors together, our neighbors. We're shopping for each other, and we're closer than we would have been had this virus not happened. And I think he's using churches, as I said before, to reach so many more people who wouldn't go to church in person, but they're tuning in online. So many are lonely, and they have so much time on their hands, and they're exploring, and this internet is such a tool that God is using right now to speak out to people, to reach people. He also has a voice through us and the way we reach out to others, even in our weakness. You may feel weak, like you can't make it another day. And believe me, there are moments that I feel that way too, let alone another month. But when you do, and God holds you, then you do know him differently. And I encourage you right now during this season to cry out when you're at the end of your rope and ask him for the strength you need. Maybe you've never really done that, to experience God in a way you haven't experienced him before. He is so near, but so often we don't call on him because we think we can handle it ourselves. And this is truly an opportunity where many of us are saying, we can't handle this ourselves, Lord. We need you. So what happened to Paul at the end of this passage is that he turned around his prayer. And I think that's something for us to think about during this season. Instead of continuing to ask God to take the thorn away, he looks at how God is using this thorn. And here's what he says. "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And I think that's something we're all having a chance to experience. Paul certainly experienced that throughout his life. His life was really hard. He spent a lot of time in prison, a lot of time in solitude. That's the reason that we have half the New Testament, because he was forced to write letters because that was the only thing he could do. So Paul understood hardship, and yet here in this passage, he delights in hardship. Now, what would that even look like for us? To see this time as a unique and amazing and possibly, quite possibly, a once-in-a-lifetime experience that we can lean into God like never before and experience his strength in our lives. And so I would just encourage you to lean into that today. May you discover something new about God during this time that you will actually take with you and carry it with you when this time is over. Let me read the words from the Lord one more time to strengthen you today. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Thanks so much for tuning in.